Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self Storage and Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Monday Locker Room here from Ship Brothers, downtown Newark. I am Brian Mays. Beautiful evening for everyone to come out and enjoy. Great food, great drink here at Ship Brothers. The burger of the month, by the way, just got a few days left here in August. That would be the Sweet Heat, grilled chicken breast on a brioche bun, pepper jack, jalapenos, and some sweet mayo slaw to go along with it. How about that for getting ready for fall? So come on down and enjoy it. We are here. We're going to be focusing on Newark athletics this evening. We're going to be talking some football. We're going to be talking some volleyball. And we'll do all that in just a couple of minutes. But first, as we always do, we want to recap the previous Friday night games. And we did have one on Thursday night as well involving Licking County teams. And overall, the group went 5-6 in the opening group of these week one contests, and one of the teams that we'll be watching pretty closely this year, that would be the Licking Valley Panthers, coming off a great successful season, winning 11 ball games, and the LCL Buckeye. They took on their arch rival as usual to start the season, that being the Sheridan Generals down in Thornville, and it was all Licking Valley as they got a 28-6 victory. Junior quarterback Brody Rogers hit Silas Kyle on a 3rd and 29 to keep a drive alive. Then they connected on a 43-yard touchdown pass. They went up 14-6 and cruised to the 28-6 victory. Donovan Deloney, a senior, his first start, he had 118 yards on 24 attempts, and Valley had 171 yards rushing overall. 152 passing with Rogers going 12 of 18. And the Panthers defense held the Generals to just 101 yards rushing, 150 total. So congratulations to Coach Boffman and the Panthers. Another LCL Buckeye team starting off with the win, and that would be the Granville Blue Aces, led by their horse, Kyle Kirby, wanting to have a monster senior season. Well, he is off to a great start. 34 carries, 205 yards, 4 touchdowns, as they took care of Marion Franklin 27-12. The Blue Aces only threw 7 passes, going 5 of 7, with Jackson McMillan and Parker Costa taking care of the quarterback doings, but it was all Kyle Kirby as he just dominated on the ground. Granville had 275 total yards of offense in the victory. A couple of other LCL scores for you. Watkins Falls on the road, a heartbreaker, losing at Worthington Kilbourne by a final of 31-23. Drew Samsel threw for 184 yards and a couple of touchdown passes to Jaden Ricketts and also Rocco Pascal, who added a touchdown run as well. But the Warriors do fall to Worthington Kilbourne. We move down to the LCL Cardinal, the Johnstown Johnnies. They are returning league champs. They took on Zanesville in Johnstown on Friday night. How about this? 96 points, 632 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns of 60 yards or longer between these two teams, and Johnstown gets the victory 70-26. They had 431 yards rushing, 4 different players scoring touchdowns, as well as getting touchdowns on an INT and a kick return. Ryan Sager, he's a junior. He had 9 carries, 177 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Aiden Colley had a 94-yard touchdown run and caught a 20-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Luke Carter. Landon Myers, who had a great season as a junior, this year his senior, he starts off with 9 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Sheets, 10 carries for 51 yards and 2 touchdowns. John Eckenrode had a couple of picks, including one for a score. And just to hit the 70-point mark, Preston carry an 80-yard kickoff return on the game's last play. Northridge got a hard-fought victory at East Knox, 25-24. Braden Bingham, 239 yards on 36 carries. That's a hint, Alex. He might have to run the ball a little bit more. You're hearing these guys with 30 carries, I'm just saying. But anyway, Bingham, he had touchdown runs of 18, 22, and 80, and the last put the Vikings up 25-18. The Bulldogs scored with 24 seconds left. They went for two. but Lincoln Walton intercepted the two-point pass to preserve the victory for the Vikings, who start 1-0. Another tough loss on the road for Newark Catholic in their opener, losing at Allen East 29-26. They did lead for most of the game, but Allen East, with a 8 of a penalty late, got the three-point victory at home. Malone Hutchinson threw a couple of touchdown passes to Kyler Dates, who also ran for a score, and Jackson Holman added a rushing score as well for the Green Wave. Good one at Swank Field on Friday night. Heath entertaining Philo. The Electrics came back and won that ball game 26-21 in comeback fashion. Jake Linsencombe, the quarterback, well, he did it all in the second half with 3 touchdowns. He had 70 rushing yards and 234 passing yards. Heath did have a lead of 15-7, but Linsencombe took over in the third quarter. After he threw a pick, he came right back with a 5-yard rushing touchdown and then scored from 14 yards out to give the Electrics a 19-15 lead. Philo then went up 26-15. With another touchdown run by Linsencombe. Heath came back and in a 93-yard score on the kickoff by Tristan Jones, but their last-ditch effort fell with an interception at the Philo 30. Utica on the road, they fell to the Centerburg Trojans, a team that really improved last year. They're looking strong again for the KMAC this year as they defeat the Redskins by a final of 34-0. And potentially the first score of 2025 came on Thursday when Wes Muskingum entertained Lakewood, and the opening kickoff was returned 97 yards by Carter Smith of the Tornadoes, and they went on to a 42-0 win as Lakewood could not get anything going on offense, getting only 69 yards in that ball game as the Tornadoes led 28-0, and they amassed 263 yards rushing. So that recaps almost all the ball games that were played on Friday night. When we return, we'll talk about the matchup between the Newark Wildcats and the Hornets of Licking Heights as we are underway with the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers right here on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
Ever notice how one misplay can mess up an entire football season? Selecting the wrong insurance can be just as bad. Everything is great until it isn't. A claim happens and you can't talk to a real person. Kind of like a football team without a head coach. This is where we come in. I'm Cindy Lane. Let our team here at Lewis Clark Insurance provide choices for your insurance needs. Proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Auto Owners Insurance, just one of the teams in our playbook. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of desserts."
Everyone. it says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Mays here at Ship Brothers Brewing, and we are going to talk some Newark football. What a way to start the 2025 campaign. Victorious on the road at Licking Heights, just getting it done, winning 56-21. We're joined by head coach Bill Franks, and we'll introduce a couple of his players in just a moment. But, Coach, let me just get your initial thoughts on how your team performed. You never quite know going from preseason and practices to what's going to happen in week one, but your team really came out, I thought, with a lot of confidence and executed the way you would hope they would.
We were ready. It all started first kickoff. They onsided and forced Burns, made an over-the-shoulder catch. You know, so great execution of a, you know, on the kickoff return, and then, you know, play one, Bodie rolls right, throws it to Alex left, and we are off to the races.
Well, speaking of that play, let's hear exactly what happened. The first play last year, Bodie Smith, a fly pattern, and it got him set up for the first touchdown. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near here for senior quarterback Bodie Smith. He's got backs on both sides of him on first and 10. They'll officially mark it at the 40 of Newark. Smith will roll, and it's a screen pass and some room. Getting across midfield, 40, 30, 20. How about a house call on the first play of the game? And it goes to Alex Urban-Reisner. Touchdown, Wildcats. The fireworks are underway in 2025. And we have those two players with us, Bodie Smith and Alex Urban-Reisner. So, Bodie, I asked you before we started if that play call was designed, if no matter where you were on the field, and you said, yeah, we were going to run with this, and you couldn't execute it any better.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's just great execution from all of our guys, too. Our linemen were all fired up and juiced up because they love screen passes. They love going out there and putting their head in someone's face. So it was just a good play.
Alex, let's talk about when you caught that ball and you saw the C part. I mean, did you just think, this might be too easy? I had plenty of running room.
Yeah, lots of running room, great blocks by the receivers and the linemen. Just clear path for 60 yards.
Let me ask, I'll go back to Bodie here. You know, last year you had the success. You went 7-4. You went undefeated at home, and it was just a great season, best season in about 20 years. I don't want to say you guys came in with swagger, but I just felt like there was a lot of confidence. Like, it doesn't matter where this week one was going to be, home, away, whomever we were going to play, we're going to come out and win this football game.
For sure, and that's with everyone on our schedule, that we think we can come out there and either beat the brakes off you or come out there and come on and just flat out win.
And Alex, I know I've read a couple of quotes from you in the paper, like, hey, I'm a senior. We're going to get this done. It just seems like there's this tremendous focus from you and the rest of the senior class.
Yeah, lots of focus from everybody. Everybody comes out and does their job and just works out.
Coach, did you see a difference maybe even with this team after last year and not knowing that? Because sometimes you can fall off or you can rest on your laurels, but I don't know that you really saw this from this ball club. Like, they want to take, they took a step last year. Let's take another step in 2025.
Last year's senior group led exceptionally well. And our junior group, who are now seniors, have always won at the young levels, and they're used to winning football games. And they had stubbed their toe a little bit as freshmen, but have had a great career. And they enjoy football, and they enjoy the grind of it. They enjoy the discipline that it takes, and they enjoy the family aspect, quite frankly.
So it was 7-0. Heights gets the ball. They have a decent return on kickoff, and they get into newer territory. Then the defense steps up, back-to-back, negative plays. Then there's a delay of game against Licking Heights, and they have to force a punt. And then Newark gets the ball back one more time, and one more time, they hit the end zone.
And it's a first down. Let me just say, that was a great catch as he tipped it and then made another unbalanced catch. And here's another catch made. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. And it's another touchdown for Newark. That's Brody Driscoll. A touchdown pass of 25 yards from Smith to Driscoll. And the Cats are up 13-0. They're looking pretty good, Garrett.
Bodie, you talked about in the preseason, too, Driscoll was going to have a monster year. And he started off pretty good.
I mean, he's good as advertised. Like, I'm gonna keep advertising on my guys because they worked their tails off right in front of me, and it's just seeing them all ball out is awesome.
Well, I guess you decided one touchdown between you two wasn't enough. So Newark gets the ball back after another stop on defense, and these two hooked up one more time.
Smith to throw. Decent protection. Now he's in trouble. All the way back to the 23. He again eludes one man. Fires in the end zone. Touchdown! Brody Driscoll! What a job by Bodie Smith to elude a couple defenders. And it's another touchdown pass. His third in this first quarter alone. And the Cats go up 20-0.
That play, I even saw you get really excited afterwards because you roll out. And a lot of commentators say, well, you get a quarterback out of the pocket, they're completely different. You threw that ball on a line, and it was third and goal from the 9, but you threw that from beyond the 20. So kind of talk about that play, and did you see Driscoll kind of get open? Did you guys maybe just have that thought like, hey, if I can get to the corner, he's going to hit me?
So it was just like, it was just all just panic mode. It was just all panic mode. That was me just trying to make a play. And Brody Driscoll, me and him were all on the same page all the time, and just being able to just complete that pass is like, it's just all the hard work that we put in over the season and the off season. It's just all coming in front of us.
So, Coach, you're up 21-0. Your defense has stopped them. They had tried quarterback runs, and that you took that away from them. Your offense has had the ball 3 times with 21 points. What are you saying to the group at this point? Because it's not supposed to be this easy the first quarter of week one.
Just continue to stay good at your fundamentals and don't get too high and don't get too low and just stay in the play you're in and stay hungry.
Well, they did. Alex, what's it like knowing you've got a quarterback that is going to make the right decision? Because, I mean, he really, I don't think he made a wrong decision on Friday night.
Oh, it's great. Knowing that whenever he has the ball in his hands, he can make a play at any time. It's just amazing. No matter what, we can get yards. Anytime, any place.
So it's 21-0. The ball has been thrown all over the place. I think you completed your first 9 passes, by the way. And it was finally time to start running the football a little bit. And Colton Peterson decided, I need to get a house call.
Smith, fake handoff across the middle. It's Peterson. House call. Newark, 19-yard pass. Again, right on the money. Peterson goes across the middle. The slant works to perfection. And the Cats are rolling.
He reminds me, and I know you shouldn't do this, and I apologize, Coach, for doing this, but watching Ohio State last year with Travion Henderson, moving him from in the backfield to out as being a wide receiver and catching some balls, that reminded me that slant pass was unstoppable Friday night. And he just, when you are able to have running backs like Alex and Peterson that can run and catch the football, that's pretty nice.
Going in, we knew, you know, Tanner Taylor and I, our offensive coordinator, spend a lot of time in the offseason just talking, and along with Granger Evans, our young receiver coach, and we knew that we had 2,000 yards of receiving yards to replace, and we knew our backs could catch. And so that's always been in our back pocket, and we practiced it all summer. And just great planning on Tanner's part, and you know, John Polnott, the offensive line coach, to allow the protection, and you know, Warren Weber, our running backs coach. And that's just players and coaches working really hard, quite frankly, year round.
And let's talk about the line. They really dominated the scrimmage. They really just kind of pushed Licking Heights around. Besides that touchdown throw by you, I don't know that you got any other pressure. I think there was one other time in the second quarter, and you ran for 12 yards. That was a really nice slide, too. You've watched some NFL quarterbacks get this done. That was pretty impressive. But for both of you, this question about what the line does, one for you, you know, in pass protection, and then Alex, you follow up of the holes that they give to the running backs.
Dude, I love my offensive line. Like, after this, I'm about to go buy them donuts, actually. I'm dead serious. Because zero sacks, that's huge.
Yeah.
You keep your hands off me, that means I can get the ball to my guys and then have them make plays. So it's just, it takes one guy just to mess something up, and we had all 11 guys just in sync, and it just worked out.
And Alex, I think there were very few times that you were touched until 5-7 yards down the field.
Yeah, they create huge gaps, especially running behind our Buffalo commit, Cam Davis. He 3 or 4 pancakes a game, easily. It's great.
So it's 42-0 at halftime. Everything is rolling. Licking Heights, and I'm going to give them some credit. They did not quit. They came out and tried to get back into the football game. They got a couple of long pass plays, and they cut the lead in half, 42-21. Now, again, before we came on air, I don't think there was any concern, Coach. It was just, okay, we need to get back on the horse and do what we need to do. I mean, did you still feel this group was in control and knew what they had to do to finish this up?
Absolutely. You know, we spent a lot of time at halftime talking about twos and threes, be ready, and those adjustments. And quite frankly, usually you don't sub early in the season until the fourth quarter. And we kind of started a little bit of that, and probably a little earlier than maybe status quo week one. But that's how much we believe in our kids. And it was okay that we had to put our ones back in. That was just fine, because that was a good wake-up call that it's not over till it's over.
Was there any concern from you guys of mentally getting back into it? Because you kind of feel like maybe, okay, from my perspective, you kind of feel like it might be over. Now you got to get back into game mode, or did you kind of stay focused even being on the sidelines?
I was just staying focused because you got to think, like, the JV guys or like the freshman guys are always rooting on us, and they're always ready to go. So even when we came out, like, I was still, like, in that game mode, still, like, trying to coach or trying to, like, teach them, like what to do. And like he said, like I was just saying, like, whenever, like, they would score, I'd just be like, so what now? Like, what now? You know what I mean? So it was just, like, a battle of that.
And then you decided, enough is enough. I'm going to end this thing. Beautiful run down the sideline. 65 yards, I believe, was it. So kind of tell me about that play. Walk me through it.
Yeah, we ran with stretch right. Yeah, I bounced it outside. Andrew Avery just pancakes a kid, opens up a huge gap. I take off to the sideline. My receiver, Ahenobon Senzo, he gets a kind of like a box-out block for me, and I just take off darting off the sideline.
I was kind of hoping you might get a stiff arm on somebody there, because I know you could do it. But, again, we talked your speed. You just blew by the secondary. Mm-hmm. Did that even kind of surprise you a little bit, able to get tiptoe down the sideline?
Yeah, just a little bit. Not really, but I know I'm kind of fast. But, yeah, I expected the secondary kind of be a little bit faster.
Well, they weren't fast enough, because you blew right by them. And then, Coach, this is always nice, because I know your time is limited in practices right now, and sometimes special teams, you want to get as much as you can out of special teams, and I know you work on that, especially at the end of practices. But to get a special team score and getting that punt blocked at the end of the game, that always kind of, I think, can help with momentum and people understanding how important that special teams could be in a closer game down the road.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest ways to turn a game is blocking a punt. And late that game, we did that, and you know, it was already blown open, but that really blew it open.
Well, and to me, too, it still shows that the players know the importance of special teams. You don't have to rush the punter there, but our man, again, Driscoll, he goes in, does what he needs to do, and gets the score. So really, all three facets, when you're able to score, the defense holds a team down. I think overall you've got to be pleased with week one.
There's a lot of good to build on, without question. And, you know, the biggest thing is we just need to remain hungry. And we also need to enjoy the moment and enjoy the journey and continue to just enjoy being with each other and embrace the struggle, you know, and the challenge. And I think this group does a pretty good job of that. I think we overall like being together.
What's it like for you having so many weapons that you can choose from? I mean, you can hand the ball off to these two guys. They have a chance to break it open any chance. You've got now wide receivers and a tight end that are going to get you big chunk plays. I mean, you kind of have a lot at your disposal, Brody.
I mean, yeah, having Alex and Colton in the backfield is just a big plus. Having my O-line and then being so experienced is always pretty good. And then having just like even Giblin being a first-year guy or Colton's first-time playing receiver as a varsity player and Brody's first-time starting, it's just a bunch of guys that are just, like, stepping up. Because, like, the big thing this year was just stepping up and growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're doing a pretty good job with that right now.
Well, I like what you said right there, stepping up and growing up, because you took huge steps last year, and you want to take more steps this year. And I guess, Alex, I thought the thing that was really nice last year is it never went off the rails, and there's always that possibility. So now that you've tasted success, how do you keep not getting too high? Like, understanding what you did last week was great, but you're starting 0-0 basically in week two and week three and week four.
Right, we can't have an ego. That's the big thing. We can't have a big ego. Like he says, we always have to be flexible. So if things are not going away, we have to be flexible like a tree. Flexible, keep our foot on the neck, even if we're up. Not have that big ego, oh, we're up so much, we can let off slack. We have to keep our foot on their necks and not have an ego.
First home game coming up against another rival, Mount Vernon. They had a tough one against Marion Harding, but did have a chance at the end. I asked this to Coach before week one. Is it more about you than the opponent this early in the season? And, you know, yeah, you want to beat Mount Vernon, no question about it, but is it what you guys do from week one to week two, which is more important than what the Yellow Jackets bring?
For sure. I think if we take more steps as a team, then I feel like no one's getting in our way. Because the more steps we take as a team or build our bond, build our chemistry, is the more you got to look out for us.
What's that first home game going to be like to you? Because it was fun last year going undefeated at Whitefield. The fans were really into it, and you know they're going to be jacked Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Stands are going to be packed, loud. This is going to be amazing. Feeling all that energy just helps us during our home games. We do so well during home games because the fans bring so much energy that it just boosts us.
And your thoughts? I mean, you've been doing this a long time, but still that first home game, I'm sure you still get some
stuff. That's a special stadium. I mean, I personally got to play it for the first time in 1976 and as a YMCA player, and I've been able to coach in it my whole career other than 1 year. Was at New Lexington. So this is a special place that means a lot to a lot of people. And it's going to be a neat night. It's alumni band night. And, yeah, I would get there early. And Coach Quackenbush, our athletic director, he has a new plan where our students are going to be in the end zone on the field. So that's another neat little ad that we're excited about. So we look for a big crowd and just a wonderful night. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate to boot.
Yep. And us in the media, we always jump ahead. And I'm not going to say what I think you guys could be weeks for. I don't want to get in trouble with Coach. But you are a part of something special here. And there's no question about it. And there is a buzz in this town about the football team. So when you are able to 2, 3, 4 years down the road, what do you want, and I'll ask each of you individually, what do you want your legacy to be as a player and as this group of 20, 25 seniors?
That's a good question.
That's what they pay me to do. So yes.
I would just go down as a leader and just a good team for the community and bring in Newark football back. I want to go down as we are the group that brought Newark football back.
Alex?
Agree with anything more he said. Exactly that. Being a leader, being the team that brought football back, because our freshman and sophomore year, we had a lot of doubters. Our junior year, we surprised everybody coming out 7-4 because the previous season we went 2-9?
Yeah.
2-8? Yeah. So just coming out surprising them our junior year, being that team that brought back Newark football.
And I know we still have 9 games left in this regular season, Coach, but you can tell your last two senior classes are pretty darn special.
Well, and we like to talk about who dug the well, because there's been guys the last several years that we talked 2-9 and 2-8, but that 2-8 team darn near won 5 games,
right.
And that other 2-8 team almost won 6 games, and it wasn't very long ago that every week was a running clock. So it's been a build. It's been a gradual build, and we've gotten more and more competitive every year, and we've just embraced the challenge, and we've tried to cherish relationships each and every day and each and every year, and I quite frankly think that's what it's all about, being with each other and through the highs and the lows, and we're excited to make the most of each week.
Well, you're doing it so far, that's for sure, but before I let you guys go, I want you to know that I'm invested in this football program, too, because not many media people would help your coach unload and put away football equipment as I did a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if I got suckered, but we were down at Whitefield, and he says, hey, can we do this interview back at the high school? Little did I know I'd be carrying tackle stuff and pads into the complex. So I think he got me on that one, but just so you know, I did help him out. Guys, great start to the season. Appreciate your time tonight. Good luck against Mount Vernon next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a timeout, come back with more. We'll talk some volleyball next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers here on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today.
today for more details.
I'm Cindy, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love this season. Cool nights, stadium lights, and bleachers full of hometown fans ready to support their favorite football team. As a hometown agency since 1966, Lewis Clark Insurance is proud to represent auto owners insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. We'll find the protection you need for your auto, home, small business, or life. Ready for some new plays? You'll want auto owners insurance and Lewis Clark Insurance on your team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. We're now going to talk some Newark volleyball as we've got some Lady Cats here with us who are off to a very good start of the season. And we'll talk to head coach Dave Apenny along with seniors Michaela Meister and Peyton Sherman. Coach, we'll start with you in your fourth year here as the head coach of the Volleyball Wildcats. Talk about the season so far. We're just getting underway, but what do you think about this group?
It's a great group. We're really starting to settle in and have fun, I think. We have a lot of volleyball left ahead of us, and 2-2 right now, and we start conference play tomorrow night. So we'll get to see where we really stand.
So you just competed in the Westerville Invitational, I believe, and went 2-1. You defeated Worthington Christian and took down Westerville South. Tough one to Buckeye Valley, but to me, that's a lot of matches in a short amount of time. So is fatigue ever a concern when you have this many matches, or how do you keep the team fresh?
It is. I think something that we've really doing different this year is we're working out during season, and all summer long we ran a mile once a week, and we're going to try and continue that. So it's just really doing different drills and keeping our strength and conditioning going up in the season, just to help keep us ready. And normally we're used to playing best of five, so when we get into a tournament, I'll speak for myself, it kind of seems like it goes quicker because you're playing best of three, but it doesn't seem like it is that long, if that makes sense.
It does. Do you have to adjust your coaching style from best of five to best of three?
Not really. It's just let's get it done in
sooner than
amount of sets as possible.
All right, Peyton, let's start with you. First of all, do you like running a mile? Is that fun?
You definitely get used to it. We've been on it for the past 2 years, so it definitely you get used to it.
Do you feel in better shape and feel like fatigue is not an issue now with this conditioning?
I don't. I feel like we all have kind of gotten used to it, and so it's made it really good.
So I have you down with 64 assists in this Invitational. So talk about that's a very important skill in volleyball. How do you work on it? How do you practice it?
I definitely have a lot of good hitters, so it's easy to disperse the ball. Both of our outsides are playing back row this year, so being able to really utilize them in the back row and all six rotations has definitely helped.
Michaela, 31 kills, I believe, over this past weekend, so we've already found out that you are not going to be nice to the other people across the net, so we've gotten that taken care of, but you have to have an edge, I would think, when you're looking to, I mean, let's call it, make a kill.
Uh-huh.
So, well, no, you got to answer more. I mean, what is your mental? How do you get mentally into it and get ready for that?
I think it's really just I feed off of energy. So the energy that the team is giving me, I really want to get a kill for them and show them that. Yeah.
Do you go in with a chip on your shoulder, or do you go in trying to have an edge?
I would definitely say yes. Definitely.
Okay. Coach, what do you see from these two players? What impresses you about both of them?
They, we could have practice, and then they'll go home for a couple hours, and then they'll come right back into the gym. Like, they really care about working together and getting their reps in. Like, I can honestly say that about these two players.
Does that feed off to the I'd say, the younger ones, the juniors, the sophomores, do they see that from this group?
I think they do. You know, we're starting to see a lot more volleyballs trickle around the gym after we clean up.
Okay.
And as I was leaving practice today, we had a couple sophomores still trying to hang around and play, which is good. You know, they're just, normally we see that during basketball season, and I love that it's starting to finally play a role in volleyball.
Peyton, what got you interested in volleyball, and how long ago did you decide, hey, this is something I want to continue?
I played every sport when I was younger just to try everything out, but I think from an early age, just the teamwork of volleyball really stood out to me, and so from, I would say, 6 or 7 years old, I definitely realized, like, this is my sport.
Michaela, how about you?
I would say definitely about 9 or 10. We actually played together.
Oh.
So we've been together for a while, and I think really just, It's a team sport. You get to learn everyone. You get to make connections with everyone, and I think that really sticks out.
And the sport has really exploded. You can tell that by the popularity, and it's getting TV coverage and things like that, and we'll talk about the showdown here in just a minute. But even I think it's – I don't want to say – because there's great college programs in the South and in the West, no doubt about it, but it seems like it's really taken off here in the Midwest with a lot more high schools offering it. And, I mean, they're even offering it on the boys' side now. It's going to be, I think, club sport moved to a sanctioned deal. But, Coach, what have you seen with the expansion and the popularity of it? What do you think has driven that?
I really don't know. I think we're kind of seeing a trend with women's sports really taking off right now, more so than in the past. People are supporting it more. It's getting more televised, and I just think that starting at a younger age with club and things like that, we're just really starting to see it take off.
And the Pro League is right next door in Columbus as well. Have you guys been able to see any of those matches, either one of you?
Yeah, I've definitely seen a few. It's fun. I watched the first one, and then to see them kind of progress and the crowds progress is really nice.
And I just don't see how it's going to slow down. I think it's a very important part of it. So, all right, let's talk about the showdown at Sundown. This is the second year, and you're going to have to correct me on the teams. I think it went from 6 to 20, is that right? Or 8 to 20?
8 to 20.
8 to 20.
Yeah.
So did that even surprise you of how much bigger it got in just 1 year?
So last year when we put together the one court and it was 8 teams, it was like, okay, this is big. And then to see 20, I mean, that did kind of blow my mind a little bit. We talked about 2 courts last year, and even with 2 courts, I was not thinking 20. But I'm also not surprised because when it started last year, a bunch of schools were still trying to get involved with it. Mm. So we knew the interest was there. It's just 20 is a lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it shows, again, the popularity and the expansion. Michaela, just kind of talk about that. You now have been a part of a couple of those. What were your when Coach came to you and said this is going to happen even last year, what were your initial thoughts?
I was nervous, but I was super excited, and I just knew looking back when I get old, it's going to be an amazing experience that I can say I've been through, and yeah.
Peyton, what about you?
We were the first high school to do it, and so I feel like making history like that, especially our first year beating Newark Catholic, a Licking County rival of ours, like that was definitely one that I'll remember forever.
How much more difficult is it to serve, hit, whatever, when you're outside? And I think the weather wasn't, I mean, it was hot, but I don't think there was a lot of wind. But, I mean, there has to be a difference with that.
Yeah, I think from the first year to the second year, I feel like it was a lot easier. Like, I didn't feel like it took as long for us to, like, settle in. But I think the first year it took some getting used to, for sure.
What about you, Michaela?
I think the movement of the ball,
yeah,
surprisingly, is a lot. It messes with it a lot, and it's really just understanding that there's movement on the ball, so everything you get in sets and passes and serves, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be what you're intending for, but really just giving that we understand type of feel.
Because when I played basketball, I always blamed the wind if I missed a shot outside. I didn't know if you were allowed to do that in volleyball, but so it's obviously going to continue. I mean, what do you think the next step of this thing's going to be, Coach?
I'm scared to see if it'll go for 3 courts, you know, but you know, I definitely think it could fit down there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Could it even be a multiple-day event? I mean, if you had it, like, on a Friday and Saturday? I'm not trying to take over marketing.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting some words out there.
I am. But I think the popularity in this state, or even you grab a couple of other states that would travel and see you want to be part of it. I mean, you know, whatever we can try to have Coach Quack do some more things and make him even busier, I think would be very, very key and important down the road.
And, you know, some other teams did reach out, like, hey, how did you guys pull this off? Because we want to do it in our community. So it's definitely becoming contagious.
Okay. Well, I was interested last year to see it, and then just, you know, again, to see the 20 teams, I was like, this thing has really, really taken off. But even we talk about expansion, things of that nature. While you guys are not in the LCL, the Licking County League has a lot of good programs. You did bring up Newark Catholic and our own OCC. I mean, you've got some really, really talented teams. So in the off season, do you guys, because some of the football players, they work out together from different teams and things like that. Do you coexist with other volleyball players, or is it kind of strictly with Newark folks?
I definitely say with other teams, we play club with a lot of girls from the OCC and in the Columbus area. And as you know, it's super competitive. So kind of just getting to see how their programs work and how they work out in the off season is really fun.
So you do a little scouting as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And how about you, Michaela?
I would say definitely yes. We go to the same club, so we are with the same girls, and they're all Columbus area. And so it really just, it builds competition, and it builds knowing what we're going to go into school with and the competition we're going to face.
All right, so this, I'm always asking two or three ridiculous questions, and here's one. There's so much emotion in each point, I feel, in volleyball. And you really do, you celebrate the moments, and then if you lose a point, okay, we still get together. And so how do you keep that intensity, let's say best of three, just to shorten it down, but, you know, how do you keep that intensity going throughout a whole set, a whole game?
In a best of three game, you have to settle in really fast, which means you have to build your energy really fast. To where in a best of five, you kind of have to keep it going for longer. I think big points, like a big block or a good ace, that gets going for definitely a few points in a row. So I think just kind of finding your team, like, and finding your own energy throughout your side of the court can stay on for a while.
I'm going to ask you maybe a tougher question.
No.
Is momentum driven more, and it may be all of the above, do you think a ace or a kill gives more momentum?
I think a kill gives
more
momentum.
I knew she was going to say that. Okay, but I'm just, okay, why do you think that is, though?
I think it's really just, to get a kill, the whole team has to put something into it.
Okay.
And so really it's, like, our team is working together, and our team works together, and we get this point from it. And then we're going to move on, and we're going to get the next point.
That's a good answer. Coach, what do you think can change momentum more than anything?
Well, I think that was, you know, I'm over here bobbing my head up and down because I think that's a great answer. It is a very team-driven sport. And, you know, you can have one person extremely on or one person off, but it all just kind of, it affects the other kids on the court.
Because momentum can switch so quickly, I always get interested of when a coach decides to call a timeout. And it seems to me, and again, you correct me if I'm wrong, because everybody does, it seems like the third or fourth point in a row seems to be, all right, enough.
That's my sweet spot right there.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
We talk all the time like, hey, that's 3 points in a row. All right, that's two. We need to get out of it by three, because then, you know, you start digging that hole. And volleyball is a different sport than a lot of other sports. It is a very mental sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can look great and then, you know, you can't, but it goes fast. And you're scoring, you know, a point is scored off of every single play. There's not a time clock or anything like that. It is, you're either scoring points off of, you know, earning them, or you're getting a point off another team's mistake. So that's really, you know, it's a lot of mental game.
We asked this with the football team, you know, is it more important for you guys of how you perform early in the season versus the opponent? During the whole season with volleyball, I know you do some scouting, and I know you kind of know the strengths of other ball clubs, but is it really how your team is performing or how they're feeling going into a match, maybe more than what the opponent brings to the table?
I like to, like, let's take care of us first, and then we can look across the court and really figure things out. You know, one of the older players that I really look up to is Misty May Trainer, and I can remember watching interviews of her when she was in the Olympics, and it's, you know, you need to understand what a player you're about to play against, what they do, but you know, you shouldn't set your whole game plan around that other person. Like, each individual needs to max out their own effort. And as long as you're doing that, you're playing as a team. And that's the important part.
Is there a way that you do neutralize maybe a great player on the other side? Do you try to, I don't know, hit it away from her or set up different things?
Yeah, you can either try and keep the ball away from her, or you can try and wear her out. Serve the ball at her, like, really, make her serve, make okay. her hit. You can try and wear her down, or you can say, hey, you know, that libero is really good. Play keep away from that libero. There's definitely strategy to it.
Now, when you guys are out there in a game, in a set, do you maybe notice something and you let the coach know, like, hey, we see a weakness here, or we see an opportunity here?
They don't hold back.
They don't hold back? Okay, okay.
I would say yes, and I think we make a suggestion to her, and if she feels that we should make a change or an adjustment, she'll tell us, and we'll adjust as a team.
I'm going to follow up on that. What is she like as a coach? No pressure here. No pressure at all.
I think she's very supportive, and she has a lot of confidence in every player and really just knows that they can shine and really gives them the opportunity to.
You can't just nod your head on this page. You have to answer it as well.
Yeah, I think she can be a lot of fun, but I think as a team we know, like, kind of, like, today in practice, I feel like we were having a lot of fun, but, when it means business, she means business, and I think we all respect that, and I really respect that we can have some fun, and we also can get down to business when we need to.
So do you try to balance, because I look at a coach as a coach, sometimes a counselor, sometimes a parent, And sometimes a friend. I don't think that's a bad thing. Is there any part of this that I'm missing?
No, I mean, I check all the boxes there. I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old daughter, so it's easy to be away from them when, like, you love your team and you care for your team, because then it's not a lot of time spent away from home and it's not work. And I just feel like when I stop feeling passionate and love for a team, then something's missing.
Right, right. And are there certain classes, and I know you've been around the sport, but this being your fourth year, where you see certain things from sophomores, juniors, seniors, those classes where you know you might have to be one of those four things a little bit more than the other three?
Oh. I would say, I'll speak for this year.
Okay.
I think, well, and I say that going back to last year, we had good seniors last year and some big leadership roles. But I think this year is the first year where we can really lean on our seniors and say, take these underclassmen under your wing. Especially this senior class is my first time as a head coach being with them since their freshman year. Mm. So they know, like, what all the coaches, what our expectations are. We're not introducing anything new. It's take a program and you guys help mold it and you leave a legacy. Like, we don't want to be the coaches that are harping all the time. It's, you know what we expect, and I really like players leading players and just setting that role model type thing.
And there was a follow-up to that, because you hear this all the time. Oh, and girls, trust me on this. I'm not calling you out. But kids don't want to be coached today. Kids, they think they know it all. But I always say, if a player wants to get better, they want to be coached. And I think that's just a false narrative from folks that are lazy in my business. That, no, we've done this show 3 years, and the kids we bring on, you all want to learn, you all want to get better. How can I, my senior year, be something really special? And I just want to ask that as a coach, like, no, the girls that want to learn, they want to hear what I want to tell them.
I think, you know, I work in a middle school, and I can say this, middle school to high school, I think every kid wants that. They just may not realize it at the time that they want it.
Sure.
But, you know, you don't spend all this time for nothing. So you do want to get discipline and leadership. You know, it's life lessons. You want to take that away at the end of the day.
And for both of you as seniors, I mean, I'm sure you're looking going, the clock's almost up. I can't believe I'm a senior. So what do you want to get out? I mean, you want to have a very successful year on the court, don't get me wrong, but she mentioned legacy. What do you want to accomplish as a senior, Peyton, before you wrap things up?
I won a district championship, that's for sure. But I think as a team, we've really had a lot of goals and core values, and I think we've hit those all 4 years. I feel like there's just a few things we definitely want to check off our boxes that I think we're going to get to our senior year.
And what would you tell if she said, okay, I want you to leave a message to the sophomores, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors as you head out of the locker room? What do you think that message would be?
Definitely stay hungry. I mean, practicing 6 days a week is not easy, but I think just really having your end goal in mind and beating these teams that we really focus on each year, I think it'll make you stay hungry for sure.
Same question to you, Michaela. What do you want your legacy to be?
I would really love to win the league. I think that is a huge accomplishment for the team, and just knowing that you're the best in your league. And to leave behind, I really just would like to be looked at as a teammate.
And what would you say to the group? Your last comments to the group for next year's season, what do you think it would be?
I would say enjoy it and come every day like it's your last. Like, it goes by super fast, and you just really need to enjoy it.
So we've got, as you mentioned, league play starts tomorrow against the Groveport Cruisers. Then you have a very tough match Thursday against the Logan Lady Chiefs. That'll be a real battle, and you'll be nice. You'll be nice. And then next week, Canal and Pitt Central. So, you know, to have four league matches, boom, 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 and again, all of them are at home. So, huge opportunity, Coach, it seems like, on paper.
It is a huge opportunity, and, you know, it's two big weeks back-to-back with Logan and Pitt Central. You know, but that'll make things interesting in the second half of our season when we're on, you know, we're road warriors for 2-3 weeks in a row, too. So it's interesting the way it landed this year.
Do you enjoy playing at home more or the road, Peyton?
I'd say home. I feel like we have a very good home crowd, and kind of our home game day routine feels a little more easier to get kind of like into the game, but away is nice too.
Michaela?
I would definitely say home. I think typically our games are like 40 minutes away, so a 40-minute bus ride, it's hard to get in the game mode.
Gotcha. I always ask this question too, and it makes coaches nervous. But I promise, well, it might be used down the road. You never know. Officiating in volleyball, how difficult is it? How do you try to... There's always bad calls. It happens. Sometimes team doesn't play well. Sometimes the officials. How do you keep the mentality tough if it's just an off night for the referee?
It's just, you know, you probably couldn't pay me to be a referee. You have the whole stands behind them yelling at them if they get a call right or wrong, and it's next play. I try not to dwell on it and get hung up on it, because sometimes, you know, you can argue. I think it comes to a point where, am I arguing to get my team fired up and rally behind me, or probably not going to win the call arguing it anyway.
Right.
So it's next play.
Just okay.
Next ball.
Does it impact you guys at all? Do you try to move it out, or can it fester a little bit?
I think it's definitely, we try to move on to the next play, but I think it's also an energy booster, and it makes us want it more.
Mm. Okay, okay. You feel the same way, Peyton?
I agree with that. As someone that can fight a call, I feel like it can kind of like get us going, put a fire under our butt, and like get us going for the next few plays.
Ladies, we appreciate your time. Congratulations to a good start, and good luck the next couple of weeks, and take care of business against the league.
Thank you.
We will wrap up this edition of The Locker Room next, as you are live from Ship Brothers here on Kate 98.7.
I'm Cindy Lane, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love football. It's not just because we have 5 grandsons playing either. It takes a team to make a win happen with hard work and dedication. Here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we recognize the value of team, and that's why we partnered with Auto Owners Insurance years ago. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance. Together, we have the playbook for your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, and more. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone
Someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of
desserts. Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSF's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSF's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. How important is your smile? For millions, it's not just about looks. It's about eating, speaking, and just being yourself. Missing teeth or uncomfortable dentures don't just affect your mouth. They affect your mental health, your nutrition, your social life, and self-esteem. But there's a solution. Dental implants. The closest thing to natural teeth. They preserve bone, support facial structure, and don't slip like dentures. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Cape 98.7.
And as we wrap things up, want to remind you our Friday night game of the week will be headed to Walter J. Hodges Stadium as the Granville Blue Aces take on the Scotties of Tri-Valley, a good LCL-MVL matchup. All the action right here on Kate 98.7, pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 p.m. And then next Monday we'll be back here at Ship Brothers and we'll be highlighting the Lakewood Lancers, talking some Lakewood football. Hopefully you can join us either in person or right here on Kate 98.7. We'll begin at 6:30. CJ is always helping me out here at the restaurant. Appreciate him. For everybody else, this is Brian Mays. Have a great Monday evening. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heat, and Ship Brothers Brewing.